Many of us are very confused. Many of us have this complaint in our lives saying, I just seem to have lost my zeal for God. I just seem to have lost my fire for God. My love for God is dying down. This is a problem with all of us. And there are certain things that we can do to make sure that we are fired up in our love for God and our zeal for God. And this is a way that has worked for me. So a very important way to fire up your passion for God and also your zeal for God and to put this zeal in others too is to talk about it. I want to recount a small story that happened a few years ago. I was talking to a man of God, and he was sharing about his experiences with Yeshua. Suddenly, I asked him, have you ever seen a vision of God? And then, he told me, yes, he had seen a vision of Yeshua a few years back. And, I kept digging and I kept asking him questions on how did he look like? What was the feeling? I wanted to know all the details. And I kept digging and asking questions. And, that compelled him to remember all those details. And, he shared it to me in great detail on his vision of Yeshua. He was telling me of, what he was wearing and what he looked like. And, I was very excited as I was listening to all that. And at the end of it, when I was about to thank him and tell him, thank you so much for sharing this vision with me, it's really got me all charged up. Even before I could say that, he ended up thanking me. And he said, sharing all these details with you, even though this incident happened many years ago, by sharing all these details with you today, several years later, it has brought a freshness in his heart. It got him all charged up, and he was so refreshed by reliving that experience with me. And I was so amazed at that thought. That's one very important way to fire up your passion and love and zeal for God. When you talk about it, when you talk about it, that is why God has often commanded us to tell people, tell your children, tell your family about what God has done. It brings about a freshness. It stirs something inside. And that is why the devil keeps us so busy so that we won't have time to talk about anything, so that we can easily forget. When you talk about something often enough, the chances of you forgetting that is impossible. And the devil knows that. That's why he tries to keep you so preoccupied with all these mundane things that you will slowly end up forgetting those experiences. So how can I fire up my passion for God and also put this passion and zeal in others too? So, I jotted down a few points and I was thinking the first and foremost thing is to think and meditate on how many times he has come through for you. I'm sure all of us know that popular hymn, where it says, count your many blessings and name them one by one, and you will be so surprised at how much the Lord has done for you. So just thinking about what God has done, meditating on how many times he has come through for you, will really change your outlook and bring a zeal and a fire and a passion in your life. Every time you are compelled to think about God, why didn't you do this? Start talking and thinking about the things that he has done for you, the numerous times he has come through for you. And the next way that you can fire up your passion, which is, the biblical way, is speaking about him, talking about his goodness to the people around you, to your children, to your family, to your relatives, to your friends. That is always a way to charge one up. Speaking about him and his goodness, speaking about his power always charges me up. When you speak about it, you are remembering the things that he has done in your life, and that is guaranteed to refresh you and fire you up. There are certain times that, you know, I feel so dead inside in my love for God. I feel like I have absolutely no love for God. And then, you know, I compel myself to see some scenes from the movie The Passion of the Christ, and the scenes of him being flogged, the scenes of him carrying the cross, of him being beaten, of him being crucified, always, always makes me fall so in awe of God and makes me fall in love with this God who did so much for me. And these scenes always charges me up. These scenes will melt even the hardest of hearts. I make myself and my family see the Passion movie every single year on the crucifixion day of Jesus, just to remember the extent. You know, the movie is just a copy of the real one. And if the movie moves you so much, just imagine how much Jesus actually bore this pain for us in our place in reality. So never forget to talk about him, because talking about him really, really not only charges you and refreshes you, but it also refreshes the hearer. It refreshes the one who hears you. So talk about him, and talk about him in great detail. Don't just give an outline of the story. Tell the whole story. Tell about what Jesus has done, what he went through on that cross, what he has done for you in detail to people around you. And that's guaranteed to fire up your passion for God and put that passion into others too. Shalom.